I've seen some of our committee reports that have been obtained by people, and one of the key evidence that relates to kind of substantive evidence of crime, basically, has to do with the nature of the wounds and the head, whatever. And so I've seen some of our interview reports that Mark Flanagan and I did of a lot of Parkland and Bethesda personnel. And one thing that is not immediately apparent to me is whether, I mean, I have an opinion on it, but is to what extent we showed x-rays and Idatox's sketches to the Parkland and Bethesda doctors. I mean, I feel fairly certain we did, but he didn't have them. I would think the record somewhere would contain the set of Idatox sketches that we took around and questioned these doctors on. I mean, as you know, there are a number of them where they actually would hand do a sketch and try to, you know, do whatever. So I don't know if that's in there. That would not be what I would necessarily assume would be in there, but that's something that answering that question, which I should know the answer to, but I really don't recall, whether we in fact showed those people the Idatox sketches and the x-rays when we traveled around to Seattle to see Malcolm Perry and whoever. I think part of the evidentiary record should demonstrate that, and that's an important fact, I think.
I recall the editor in Perry's.
It is. I just reread your interview with Perry yesterday, and that's why I reread it, and it didn't indicate whether you did or didn't by rereading the text. So your point is well taken. When we talk to people, we should make very clear what we show them or didn't show them.
Are there copies of sketches in the GCA record?
I haven't seen them, but I wasn't copies of the docs sketches. I've seen, we have the sketches that some of the witnesses made.
Right, yeah.
In the past year OCR.
Right, yeah, but it is, you're right, it is unclear from reading a lot of your interview reports whether you showed those things to those people or not.
I mean, I was basically very inexperienced at the time that I was doing this stuff, and it's remarkable that it came out as well as it did, frankly. Did we subsequently, like, depose Perry? Or have him before the executive session?
No. You went to Seattle with Mark, and they recorded them.
Oh, we take records of the transcript?
Yes, there's a nice transcript for Perry.
Okay. So does the transcript not indicate whether we showed him?
It doesn't indicate whether you did or didn't. So I assume that you didn't, but...
So none of the other interview reports of Carrico and the other people indicate that we showed them.
They don't indicate.
Perfect example.
Frustrating to read.
Of course, the fact of the matter is, if we didn't show it to them and that Bob wouldn't let us take even the sketches with us, I think we had the x-rays with us when we went out there. I know we had the x-rays when Bob and I were in New York talking to, when I was David or Davis, or some other radiologist expert in New York City, where he just walked into the hospital and started putting x-rays up on the machine. But
Andy, why wouldn't you have been allowed to bring the sketches? It seems a pretty basic thing, and the purpose of the sketches being made, it seemed, was to be not provocative by showing gory actual photos of the president.
Well, Bob had a high degree of sensitivity to protecting the dissemination of that kind of sensitive information and the fear of it being lost or whatever. Very, very sensitive to the concerns of the Kennedy family.